potholes where there were potholes before. So watch out on the roads because things will get a bit rough. At 7 o'clock, here is the news. In your top stories, Minister Kubai apologizes to UN rapporteur after irregular court service. The private sector is invited to help revitalize SA's passenger rail network. And Weather Service warns of severe weather in some provinces. The Minister of Justice, Mamoloko Kubaya, has apologized to the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestine Territories, Francesca Albanese. This comes after a sheriff irregularly served Albanese with court papers on Saturday. Albanese delivered the 23rd Nelson Mandela Annual Lecture in Gauteng this weekend, highlighting the systemic nature of oppression Palestinians faced. The minister says the service of process was carried out without her or the Director General's knowledge. The minister's spokesperson, Terence Manasi, says the request reportedly came from the Christian Friends of Israel community and Christians for Israel in the United States. The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, has invited the private sector to partner with government in revitalizing the country's passenger rail network. Creasy unveiled the new request for information process yesterday. The new process calls for ideas and investment from the private sector to help modernize and grow the rail system. It includes projects to develop small ticketing system or smart ticketing system, upgrade train depots and introduce regional rapid trains. Creasy says the new process is another significant milestone in efforts to make rail the cornerstone of the country's transport and logistics system. The South African Weather Service has warned of severe weather that could lead to flooding and hail in some parts of the country today. SARS issued a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms in KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga and Limpopo. The weather conditions might lead to localized flooding to unsusceptible roads and possible structural damage. Isolated to scattered showers and thundershowers are expected in other provinces, including Gauteng and North West. Police in the Western Cape are investigating a mass shooting that left one person dead and 4 injured in Grassy Park yesterday. According to police, unidentified gunmen opened fire on 5 men at around 6 o'clock in the morning before fleeing the scene. A 32-year-old died while the other victims were rushed to hospital. The motive for the attack is unknown and no arrests have yet been made. Additional law enforcement officers were deployed to the area to help tackle gang-related incidents. South Africa has experienced 110 cybercrime incidents involving extortion, ransomware and state hacking in the past 5 years. This, according to Orange Cyber Defence's inaugural Security Navigator Africa report. This is the highest number of cybercrime incidents reported on the continent. Orange Cyber Defence's Head of Security Research, Charles van der Walt, says cyber incidents in Africa are significantly underreported. He says countries with high levels of cyber maturity, like South Africa, bear the brunt of cyber attacks. And moving to international news, a prosecutor has confirmed that French authorities arrested 2 suspects in connection with the recent heist at the Louvre Museum in Paris. Precious crown jewels worth over $100 million were stolen from the museum in broad daylight last Sunday. 2 men were taken into police custody on Saturday evening on suspicion of organized theft and criminal conspiracy. One man was caught as he was preparing to board a plane for Algeria. BBC News reports that DNA found at the scene of the robbery led to the identification of one of the suspects. And moving to sports news, the Bulls learnt a tough lesson in their United Rugby Championships clash when they lost 21-12 to the Warriors in Glasgow. Johan Akerman's team will now, however, draw valuable insight from their defeat, with players such as Willy Larue and the front row shining. Meanwhile, the Lions recorded their second home win in a row with a convincing 49-31 victory over Ulster. The Stormers and the Sharks also triumphed, with the Durbanites trumping the Scarlets 29-19 to get back on track. Financials: gold selling at $4,078.84 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $65.30, one US dollar $17.20, the British pound $22.91, and the euro 20 rand on the dot. The Bitcoin $114,919.06. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8:00.